Today is the 9th of December, 2014, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the U.S. of A. Thank you for joining me, PJ, your internet pastor, for another webcast on this beautiful day in Los Angeles. Just a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I just got through grading papers. Oh my goodness, I hope that I'm finished, but I have to go to the college tonight. One more class. I got to collect the late papers, go over the grades, look in everybody's face, look at them and say, what more can we do? I can't do anymore. Let's fade out the music a little bit and let's talk about the do. I was talking with a newfound friend of mine on the other night, and he wants me to appear on his blog talk show, which airs tonight. I'm going to have to find that on my phone and go to that and listen to the show tonight. I hope I'm not in the classroom, but oh my goodness, isn't things warming up in this country? What is it? Is it carte blanche to kill a black man now? Why? You know, let's have this discussion. Why would, I mean seriously, anybody in their right mind, why would anyone fear a person because of the color of their skin or the part of town that they come up in? What is dangerous about our communities? How about if you push someone over the brink and they can't take your nonsense anymore? Yeah. Now, I'm not going to have the discussion. Everybody else is talking about it. What I'm going to do is fade out this music, and I'm going to talk to you about what I think God would want me to share. If you're still one of those believers that believe in the idea of God, what kind of an idea is that? Why do we need a God in the world? Are you kidding me? Once you look around and see all this crapola that's happening in the world these days, then you're going to ask me why you think you need God? Oh, no. You need a God in your life. Most definitely. Like I said, I was invited to, and I have to look for the little notice, because I was invited to appear on a man's blog show. And he's gay, and I'm going to appear on the show. And I just threw that in there because it's an interesting show. We're going to be talking about some things that are important in the gay lifestyle. And he's going to get my two cents in on it, and I'm going to weigh in. And it should be a very nice blog. I'll let you know about it after I finish it. But I was thinking in general about all of us. I went to two social events this last weekend. And what was that? I went to two social events this weekend, and as I went to those social events, some of the pertinent discussions came up was the value or the lack of value thereof, if you will, of African American life in this country. You know, why is life so? Why would anyone think that our lives are less valuable than anyone else's lives that are out there? I have people commenting on my Facebook. I have a Facebook up, and so they go to my Facebook, and I've been, you know, I'm using the technology now, so I'm getting used to it, and just sharing back and forth with my friends. So if you hear these bells and things go off, it's just my phone talking. One of these phones, iPhone 5, the government can watch me, hear me, turn it on, turn it off whenever they want to. It doesn't bother me. I live in a damn police state. Everybody's watching everybody anyhow. If they watch me while I'm in the bathroom, watch. I mean, I don't care. Every life is valuable to God. Whether you're black, white, poor, rich, educated, uneducated, God cares for us all. The life that he's given each of us. I like the way the preacher put it in the book of Job. He said that man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. I was on a page or something, and they had all the pictures of hung black people, where they took pictures of white people hanging black people. I studied the pictures. The racist, I mean, the animalistic behavior of certain people is just beyond my grasp. It doesn't cringe me. It doesn't make me turn away in disgust. It makes me think deeper about hateful people. I would like to posit this idea that I believe that there is something like a hell that has been set up for retribution for people that are wicked and evil. And I'm talking about on a moral level, on a social level, on an interactive level with other human beings. To give you a good example of a wicked individual that lived, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, okay, Chairman Mao Zedong, the way he killed the Chinese people that were the nationalists, the way he murdered the family, the way he butchered human beings. Okay, I'm just to mention a few. Who's the leader of the Crips? A butcherer. See, it doesn't make any difference what color you are. Who's that guy that's stealing the Nigerian schoolgirls and raping them and doing it? A butcher, a cruel person. You must understand that people that do that to other human beings deserve a place in hell for an eternity being tortured. You know, they got this tortured list coming out that America tortured its. Well, what do you think the criminals in other countries are doing to the people that catch us? I don't even want to get into that. Everybody, America's a good. America has tortured people for years. They hung black men, strange fruit. That was the worst kind of torture. They tortured a black teenager for just whistling, said that he whistled at a white woman. Just whistled at her. They beat that poor boy's face. I love what his mother did. She said, no, I want an open coffin funeral for my 12-year-old boy. I want him to see what these... Oh, I don't want to curse on this thing. You know, that'd be like somebody torturing my grandson. And I found out. I know I'm going to die of a heart attack right there because I'm going to try to break your neck while it's in place setting on your head. Now, God forgive me for having that kind of disposition in my heart, but when I think of a child, my grandson, and oh, tears. Sam commented on my photo, huh? Okay. Yeah. But we're living in, you know this already. Terrible times. Who my dog is barking at. Oh, he's right at the door. Give me a minute. I was right. It was a young lady selling Kirby vacuum cleaners. I had to inform her that I own, one. And then came the punchline. I'm trying to get a trip to Cancun. I said, no, you're not going because I can't go. I'm just right about it, you know. Anyhow, I Mario did that. He went around trying to sell when he was looking for a job. Those vacuum cleaners, they really don't pay those kids anything. I guess having $10 is better than having none. I was looking at a blog of a friend of mine that's on Facebook that recently graduated from the University of Southern California, USC, a master's degree in something in social services. And I was reading his blog the other day, and he was totally frustrated because he can't find a decent job anywhere. He says that he has a little job now, but he just makes enough money to get there and to get back home. He doesn't have a car, so he's on public transportation. He's living with his mother. He thinks that is driving him crazy. And I'm going to try to go to his Facebook, and I want to read to you what he said. There was something very interesting, and it's the reason why I wanted to do the cast today. Now I got another call. I'm going to have to go back to that, and I have to get back to you guys later because I've got to answer this. This is important. Okay.